Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Vaygash. Today is Vav Betevet. Very interesting Zach. I don't usually do this, but in honor of this coming Monday night, it's Hashgacha Pratit, because this coming Monday night we have a Siyum on the Daf. Siyum Masechet Ta'anit, Belel Ta'anit. This coming Monday night is Leil Asara Betevet. So we're finishing the Masechet, Belel Ta'anit. Shama'ata? Zefe. Anyway, so you can have a nice Seudat Siyum before the fast, the Mitzuyan, and then no, it doesn't work like that. Not quite. Yeah, but Motza'e Siyum, you can start in Megillah and do something like that. But yeah, anyway, Bekitzur, that's because it's Tani Derabim. So you're Siyum Diachid, even though if there's a bunch of people doing it.
Siyum Derabim. No?
It's not Siyum Derabim. It's considered Siyum Diachid. So Siyum Diachid can't come and be Doche Ta'ani Derabim, that's for sure. Anyway, so in yesterday's daf, or actually 2 days ago's daf, the Gemara started speaking about, you know, interestingly, three quarters of Masechet Ta'anit has to do with Ta'aniot that are almost not in circulation anymore. They're not really observed anymore. The Ta'aniot that we all know, the Ta'aniot of, you know, the Arba Ta'aniot, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevet, Tzom Asar B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, those the Gemara only starts to speak about on Daf Kavav. Now the Gemara says, very interesting, in those times, any time they had a Ta'anit Tzibur, this is not the Minhag anymore. But the Mishnah says over there that the Minhag used to be that any time they had a Ta'anit Tzibur, they would pray Ne'ila. Shavatem? Wow. Pray Ne'ila. And any time there's Ne'ila, there's Machloket among the Tana'im, on any day, like let's say Yom Kippur, nowadays, that has Ne'ila. How many times a day do we say Birkat Kohanim? It's Machloket Tanaim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Meir says, let's say on a day like Yom Kippur, how many tefillot on Yom Kippur, besides for Arvit, Shacharit, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila, the Da'at Rabbi Meir is that you say Birkat Kohanim in all four tefillot. Da'at Rabbi Yehuda is that you say in Shacharit and Musaf only. Da'at Rabbi Yosef is that you say Shacharit, Musaf, and Ne'ila, but skip Mincha. And the Gemara ends off, Halakha Kerabi Yosef. Halakha Kerabi Yosef. Hence, by the way, Halakha Lama'aseh, if you look on Yom Kippur, how many times a day do the Kohanim say Birkat Kohanim on Yom Kippur? Three. Shacharit, Musaf, and Ne'ila. They skip Mincha. Why do they skip Mincha? Says the Gemara in Ta'anit, Daf Kavav Amud Bet. The Gemara says as follows. We have to first start by analyzing something else. You ever wonder, let's say, a day that has Shacharit and Musaf. Yeah? Let's say Rosh Chodesh. When do you say Birkat Kohanim, Shacharit, and Musaf? Mincha is still part of the day. You ever wonder why we don't say, why the Kohanim don't go up for Birkat Kohanim every day by Mincha? Why not?
Because they might have drunk.
Yeah. So the Gemara says that every day by Shacharit and Musaf, meals, they used to, in the times of the Gemara, by the way, they didn't have three meals a day. You know that. They used to eat two meals in the times of the Gemara. They used to eat a brunch, a later breakfast that bordered on lunch, and then an earlier supper or dinner, and that was the end of the day. They used to eat their meal after Shacharit and Musaf, which means during Shacharit and Musaf, there was no concern that the Kohanim would have drunk. Their drink of choice at the time was wine. We know that it's asur for a Kohen to go up to do any avodah while he's intoxicated. It's an isur d'oraita. The Torah even says that he's chayav mita b'deshamayim if he does that. One of the avodot of the Kohanim, even without Beit HaMikdash, is Birkat Kohanim. Hence, a Kohen is not allowed to go up to the Dukhan to do Birkat Kohanim when he's intoxicated. Rabotai, I'm going to go off on a small tangent for a second and rant a little bit about Kiddush clubs. Okay, let me explain something. One of the Kiddush clubs bring about a lot of evil to Am Yisrael. The reason for that is there's many, many halachic issues that now by Kiddush club, I mean people who take a break, so to speak, between Shacharit and Musaf, make Kiddush and eat and drink and consume alcohol. There are many, many halachic issues that can result. I'm not even talking about the fact that you're not allowed to eat a certain amount if you look in Shulchan Aruch or Achayim Siman Resh Pevav. Even if you make kiddush between Shacharit and Musaf, you are severely limited by the types and the amount of food that you can eat. But another very big pitfall is that many times at these kiddush clubs, the star of the show at the kiddush club is whom? Is what?
The L'chaims.
The L'chaims. Everybody goes and they start having L'chaims like they go out of style. Now, imagine you're a Kohen and you're having L'chaims like they go out of style and you still haven't prayed Musaf yet. And then after your kiddush club, you come back to Musaf and you come back inebriated. And now the Kohen wants to go up for Birkat Kohanim. What do we call that?
Asur. Call that Asur.
Zibaya gedola me'od. Although there's machloket aposki about what exactly Kohen has to drink in order to make him pasula avodah and pasula birkat kohanim. But suffice it to say that according to many poskim, if a person drank other alcoholic beverages, even if it's schnapps, you know, whiskey or, you know, vodka or other things to the, you know, with the alcohol content of a reviyat of wine, he's still asul lisat kapav. Ba'aya gdola. Now let's pretend for a second that you're not a kohen and you're a Levi or Israel. Oh, yafe me'od, I don't have that problem of birkat kohanim. You still have another problem. If you go to kiddush club and you get drunk, you still have tefilat musaf lefanecha. If you get drunk to the extent that, first of all, there's two halachot in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Mikey, what's the halacha with regards to praying when a person is intoxicated?
If you had a revive exactly, it's a problem. If you're drunk, you can't stand.
So there's two halachot. If you're drunk and you're still able to speak in front of a king, the halacha is lo yitpalim. You still should not pray ad shi yasir yeno me'alav, until you remove the effects of the wine. Yeah, but imagine that ve'im yitpalel yata. If he prayed, he's yotze. But if a person gets plastered to the extent that he can't speak in front of the king, what's the status of his tefillah? Tefillah to tu'aiva. The tefillah is tu'aiva. So these are just, and I'm not even talking about the chinuch things. You know, I'm from a chinuch standpoint, you know, many kids who become alcoholics, you don't even know. I've read about this on Amudim and stuff. Kids become alcoholics from Kiddush Club. Kids grow up to become alcoholics from Kiddush Club. Shamata etze? It's a.
They think coming to Beit Knesset is for that purpose. They miss
it. Ta'ud gdola me'od. Ta'ud gdola me'od. Besides for the fact that you're not allowed to drink alcoholic beverages in a Beit Knesset or Beit Midrash, mishum kivod Beit Midrash. That's a different story altogether. I'm saying, even if there's a different room. It's bad for chinuch. It's bad for halacha. It's bad on so many levels. Let's get back to the issue at hand. That being said, the Chachamim were mitaken every day of the year. We don't have tefillah, we don't have Birkat Kohanim by Tefillat Mincha because they were concerned that Tefillat Mincha is always after a meal. We're afraid that the meal is going to extend and he's still going to be intoxicated. He's going to go up to do Birkat Kohanim while he's intoxicated. That's asu. Therefore, the Chachamim said every day of the year, Birkat Kohanim. Therefore, because, says Rabbi Yosef, on Yom Kippurim as well, even though there's no issue of intoxication on Yom Kippur, because everyone's fasting, nevertheless, he made a gzirah on Mincha of Yom Kippur, lest people come to learn from there to Mincha of the rest of the year. What about Tfilat Na'ilah? Tfilat Na'ilah, there's no gzirah. Yeah? Why is there no gzirah, Mikey? Why is there no gzirah by Tfilat Na'ilah for the rest of the year? Because there's no Tfilat Na'ilah the rest of the year. And therefore, over there he said, no, by Mincha, but by Tfilat Na'ilah. And by the way, that's the Psak Halacha of the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, that's what we do. Be Yom HaKippurim, there's Birkat Kohanim, Shacharit, Musaf, and Na'ilah, but not Mincha. Now, based on that, there's a very, very fascinating Gemara right after this discussion. The Gemara says as follows. Highlights of the Da'am. We know, the Gemara says, even in the times of the Gemara, there was minhag. Yeah, if you ask somebody, what's the only time that we have Birkat Kohanim during Tfilat Mincha during the year? Ta'ani Tzibur. The Gemara says, hey, wait a second. Didn't we just say halacha is Rabbi Yosef, who says that we don't say, and the Gemara says that we don't say Birkat Kohanim by Mincha? Why is it that the minhag became to say Birkat Kohanim during Minchav Ta'anit Tzibur this coming Tuesday? Hopefully, it shouldn't be that way. Hopefully, by Tuesday, it should already be Yom Tov. But barring any, you know, Bi'ata Mashiach, until then, Yom Shlishi is going to be Asara B'Tevet. B'mincha of Asara B'Tevet, there's going to be Birkat Kohanim. So how does that work? Says the Gemara, Kivan de b'samuch l'shki'at ha'chama kaparse ketfilat ne'ila damya. The Gemara says a very, very powerful statement. Listen carefully, Rabbi Isa. The Gemara says, what can you tell me, Mikey, on Yom Kippur, do we say Birkat Kohanim b'ne'ila?
Yes.
Yeah. What can you tell me is unique about Na'ila? It's the last tefillah of the day, right before, right at Shki'ah. Yes, he says, on Ta'aniyot Tzibur, today we don't have Na'ila. So what's the last tefillah of the day that's right by Shki'ah? Tefillat Mincha. Therefore what? The Gemara says, you know why our minhag is to do Birkat Kohanim by Mincha Shel Ta'anit Tzibur? Because Mincha of Ta'anit Tzibur is similar to what? Ne'ila B'Yom HaKippurim, because it's prayed B'Shki'at HaChama. And by the way, that's a Psak Halacha, B'Rambam, B'Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Kuf Chavtet, in Siman Tav Kuf Samachvav, he says, the Minhag is that we say Birkat Kohanim by Mincha of Ta'anit Tzibur. There's a very interesting Tosfot on the spot that I want to read to you, and I want you to remember, because many Rishonim say this, and it's going to come up in a few moments. So listen carefully. The Tosafot on the spot say as follows. Ulkach lo na'agu ha'am lomar nesiyat kapayim b'mincha b'yom ha'kippurim. The minhag is that we don't say mincha, or we don't say Birkat Kohanim by mincha b'yom kippur. Why? Lefi shemitpalanim mincha b'od ha'yom gadol. Why? Because mincha and yom kippur, when do we pray it?
Earlier.
It's not the time yet. Only by ne'ayla do we say. Aval b'mincha b'shar ta'aniyot. Mincha of other ta'aniyot tzibur. Yesh nesiat kapayim. There will be Birkat Kohanim. Why? Because it's prayed right at Shkia. Aval mikol makom, b'ne'ayla b'yom ha'kippurim. Yesh nesiat kapayim. But ne'ayla, everybody agrees that there is nesiat kapayim on Yom Kippur.
Now, that's why nowadays, Rabbi, when if someone prays early mincha on a fast day, there is no Birkat Kohanim.
Oh,
has to be
great.
Within the 30 minutes.
Femeod, Vaisababa, Takshir, says like this. I'm leading up to that. It's a big zach. So listen to this. There is a Rashi over here says, Rashi on the spot, on this daf, on Kavavam Abit and Ta'anit, Rashi seems to ask an interesting question. Yes, we establish from the Gemara, and the minhag is that we say Birkat Kohanim by Mincha of Ta'anit Tzibur. Besed. I ask you a question. How come we're not afraid that this Mincha of Ta'anit Tzibur is going to be mixed up with Mincha the rest of the year? How come there's no Gzira Ha'atuha? You understand the question?
What was the question?
On Yom Kippur, we don't say Birkat Kohanim by Mincha because we all the Gzira Atu Mincha of the rest of the year. How come Mincha of Ta'anit Tzibur during the year, we do say Birkat Kohanim, and we don't say it's Domet to Mincha of the rest of the year? Akmana Gozer. Besed is Samuch L'Shkia. So what? What about Mincha of the rest of the year? Rashi jumps in and says, in those times, this Mincha was different. Because their Minhag used to be during the rest of the year. They used to pray Mincha early. They used to pray Mincha Gedola. And on Ta'anit Tzibur, what was special about Mincha of Ta'anit Tzibur? Everybody used to pray Mincha late. By Shkia Techama. Why?
Rambam
says that that was the minhag. Rashi says the minhag in the times of the Shas was that they would pray mincha earlier, and they made a special thing by mincha ta'ani tzibur to pray mincha later. And that was the heker. That was the differentiation between mincha ta'ani tzibur and mincha the rest of the year. That's why there's no gzera. What's the issue, Rabotai? What's the issue with this? The obvious issue becomes, and by the way, Maharam ben Chaviv, very interestingly, Maharam ben Chaviv, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Chaviv, Haya Rishon Letzion, he was the second Rishon Letzion, the author of Get Pashut, he writes in the Sheilot Utshuvot. He says that nowadays, most people don't, especially by the Sfaradim, most people don't pray Minhag Dona. Our Minhag mostly, by Sfaradim at least, is what? Most people during the year, when they pray Mincha, when do they pray Mincha? They pray Mincha Ktana, close to Shkia'ah. So if that's the case, there would be no differentiation between Mincha of Ta'anit Tzibur and Mincha during the rest of the year. And based on that, says Maran ben Chaviv, nowadays, because of that, no Birkat Kohanim b'mincha shel Ta'anit Tzibur. Maran ben Chaviv, and others. There's others as well. Yeah, Chazon Ish, toys with that idea as well. But be'emet, the Shevet HaLevi, ben Ishchai and Rav Pa'anim, there's even Rishonim, Sefer HaBatim, writes that that's not the case. Listen to the language of the Sefer HaBatim, which is Mechachmei Rishonim. He says, יש מן הגדולים שכתב שהואיל ועתה נהגו להתפלל מנחה בכל ימות השנה סמוך לשקיעת החמה, אין נושאים כפיהם במנחה אף בתעניות, דעת אלי חלופה במנחה אחרת. Yeah? Some say, באמת, which is the svara that we brought down, nowadays, that we don't, every day we pray מנחה סמוך לשקיעה, maybe by תעני ציבור, when you're praying מנחה סמוך לשקיעה, it's going to be confused with מנחה of the rest of the year, and you shouldn't have ברכת כהנים. Says the Sefer HaBatim, ve'eno nira, this svara is incorrect. Shemikol makom me'acharim tefilat mincha uchne'ila hi. On Ta'anit Tzibur, we pray mincha even later than we do during the rest of the year, and it's still domeh to tefilat ne'ila, even if we don't. Number one, we do. And number two, even if we don't, it's still domeh to ne'ila, and the fact that it's domeh to ne'ila trumps the fact that it might be domeh to mincha of the rest of the year.
And therefore,
Maran Zichrono Lebracha in Chazon Ovadia rebuffs that opinion, and he says, regardless of the fact that Rubam Kekulam of the Sfaradim pray mincha samuch l'shkia all year long, nevertheless, minhagenu b'mincha shel ta'ani tzibur, the halacha stands. The halacha doesn't change. Kedat Rambam, kedat Maran, is that on Ta'aniyot Tzibur, when you're praying, Samuch L'Shkiyat HaChama, you say, Birkat Kohanim. What is considered Samuch L'Shkiyat HaChama, Rabotai? What does Samuch L'Shkiyat HaChama mean? What do those words mean?
Within the half hour.
Oh, so, like you're correctly pointing out, the Rashbam, in the very first Mishnah of Arve Pesachim, and of Kuf Zayin, Masech Pesachim, the Rashbam says, anytime in Shas, you see the word samuch, close to, samuch is a reference to a half hour before something. Therefore,
we have it on like Hilchot Shabbat, when we're preparing something nachon? For a meal, this, that.
Nachon? Huh? Yeah, so samuch is a reference to half hour before something. Therefore, when we say Tfilat Mincha B'Ta'anit Tzibur gets Birkat Kohanim, samuch L'Shkiat HaChama, it's a reference, and that's why in most places they make mincha b'ta'anit tzibur within a half hour of shkiah, and that's when it's eligible for birkat kohanim, but not beforehand. Even though be'emet, the Ben Ishchai and Rav Pa'anim says that ikar zman for birkat kohanim by mincha b'ta'anit tzibur is within a half hour of shkiah. Nevertheless, he says if you see people praying earlier than that, from plaga mincha and on, he says ein tzarich limchot biadam. Maran Zichrono Livracha disagrees. But he says you don't have to make such a big deal. Some places do pray mincha earlier than that, after plag, but before half hour of shkiah. The Ben Ishchai and Maran Zichrono Livracha and Chazon Ovadia say you don't have to protest. You can allow them to do birkat kohanim, rabotai. What does it seem like over here, though? What happens if you're praying early mincha gdola on a ta'anit tzibur? Michael, here's where you jump in. Based on all of the above, what should be the halacha with regards to Birkat Kohanim by Mincha Gdola on a Ta'anit Tzibur?
You skip it. You have Sefer Torah, you have everything else, but you don't have Birkat Kohanim.
Why? What's the svara?
Because it's not after plag. We just said that the only exception would be that it's after plag.
Well, that's even b'di'avad, preferably Samuch L'Shkiah. Why?
No, I said the earliest would be plag. That's not the ideal. Samuch is the ideal. If not, after plug, we don't protest. But anything before that wouldn't receive those leniencies. So therefore...
Yes, okay. Herzachain, Rabbi Yisrael.
But then you would say, Eloheinu v'elokei avoteinu.
Now you're saying something that's a shtickle controversial. So hold on a second. Now, the Gemara said the reason why we say to begin with Birkat Kohanim, b'mincha shel ta'anit tzibur, is it because it's the last tefillah of the day? Samuch l'shkiah domeh l'ne'ila. If you're praying it that early, it's no longer, that tefillat mincha is no longer domeh t'ne'ila. Why is it not Dome to Ne'ilah? Because you can't pray Ne'ilah that early. In order for that Tfilat Mincha of Ta'anit Tzibur to be Dome to Ne'ilah, it's got to be prayed late. Samuch L'Shkia. And otherwise, you can't do it. And Be'emet, Maran Zichrono L'Varcha brings down B'Shem Kama V'Chama Acharonim, Agaon Ben Ish Chai, Agaon Kaf HaChaim, many, many others. Sidur Etz Chaim L'Minhagei Teman, he brings down many Acharonim that say, Pshuto K'mashma'o, that if you're praying Mincha early on Ta'anit Tzibur, the halacha is that you do not say Birkat Kohanim. Not only do you not say Birkat Kohanim, there's also no Elokeinu Ka'avotenu, because that's a zman that's not ra'ui lebirkat kohanim. Therefore, by the Sfaradim at least, even if you're the kind of person who prays mincha gedola every day, you make an exception on Ta'anit Tzibur to pray when? Davka matai?
Samuch
l'shkia, so at least you can gain birkat kohanim. Otherwise, you're going to lose the birkat kohanim. Lama ta'aseh et zeh? Yeah? So, now, listen carefully. Not everybody agrees to it. Agaon Chazon Ish, like Mikey correctly pointed out, he writes, and the Minhag in Bnei Brak is according to the Hora'a of the Chazon Ish, that once the Chachmei Talmud made a takana to say Birkat Kohanim by Minhag Ta'anit Tzibur, it doesn't matter what time you pray, the takana stands. And therefore, in Bnei Brak, they follow and other places too, they follow the Hora'a of Agaon Chazon Ish, and even when they pray early Mincha B'Ta'anit Tzibur, they still go up for Birkat Kohanim. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, unlike Ashkenazim in Chutz La'aretz, Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael, they say Birkat Kohanim every day. Yeah? Kiminhag Agra, Kiminhag Agon Mivinga. Aval, Mikol Makom, he says, Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, that's the Minhag over there. So now, if they're praying Mincha, Gdola, B'Ta'anit Tzibur, says the Chazon Ish, still go up. Maran Zichrono L'Varcha says that the Chazon Ish didn't see all of these acharonim and pshat it's very possible that either he saw it and maybe ignored it, but it's also possible that he didn't see it, you know. And also yevraya meforeshet from several rishonim against the Chazon Ish. What did Tosfot say? The reason why we say here, Tosfot said, why do we say birkat kohanim by mincha ta'anit tzibur? Says Tosfot, aval b'mincha b'shar ta'aniyot yesh nesiyat kapayim, because you're praying it, Tosfot said before, samuch l'shkia, which is, yeah, you can be medayek from Tosfot and all the other Rishonim that explain it that way, that if you're not, it's not a din in mincha shel ta'anit tzibur, it's a din in mincha shel ta'anit tzibur, but when you're praying it, to make it domel l'na'ilah. And therefore he says, that according to these Rishonim, it would be mamash, safek bracha lebatala, don't do it. If you're praying mincha gdola, on ta'anit tzibur, unlike the Chazon Ish, do not make Birkat Kohanim, Lo Elohim Elavotenu, Klum. Kriyat HaTorah Bevadan. But otherwise, no. Now, that's one part of Birkat Kohanim with regards to Ta'anit Tzibur.
It's a big talk in the Tzibur. They do it.
But Poskei Yerushalayim disagree with the Chazon Ish.
Yeah.
Kol, you know, Kim'at, all the other Poskim, they disagree. So learn that. It's a hora'a from the Chazon Ish, aval, according to our poskim, is it not nachon?
Like in Tisha
B'Av,
the Americans aren't there. Yeah. Sparty Arafim. Every year is the big year.
According to us, according to our kol poskim, and you see from the Rishonim, besides for the Chazon Ish, you see that it's Baruch HaLevatala, because they weren't mitaken in this case. Stop, lom shame. There's another very interesting machloket. I'll give you a scenario. This coming Tuesday, you better believe that there's going to be plenty of kohanim that are not fasting, either because they're ill, they're older, situation like that. What is the status of a kohen who is not fasting on a ta'anit tzibur? Is he eligible to say birkat kohanim?
No.
Now, obviously, the birkat kohanim shacharit is not a question. Ta'anit Tzibur, non-fasting Kohen. What's his status for Birkat Kohanim Shacharit?
Can go.
No shaila that he can go. Because Birkat Kohanim by Shacharit has absolutely nothing to do with the Ta'anit. We say it every day. The question becomes, Birkat Kohanim b'mincha, when the Birkat Kohanim b'mincha Ta'anit Tzibur has to do, is only because of the Ta'anit. What's the halacha?
Cannot.
Very similar. Very similar.
Because you had a meal, probably. And at his meal, he might have drunk.
Oh. So, Be'emet, the Sheila, it's a very interesting Sheila among the poskim. By the way, it's similar. We're going to see in a moment. You know, Shulchan Aruch writes also in Siman Tav Kuf Ein Vav, Mike, listen to this. What happens is a person who, what's the Kriyat Torah on Ta'anit Zibur? Vaychal Moshe, Shacharit and Mincha. Are you allowed to give an aliyah to a person who's not fasting? B'Ta'anit. Oh! No? What's the halacha?
No.
It's on Monday, Shacharit, why not?
So, Bevadai, if it's a non-Monday or Thursday, Bevadai, you can't give him an aliyah, because the whole Kriyat Torah is only because of the Ta'anit. And even says the Bet Yosef on a Monday and Thursday, we're not reading regular Parashat HaShavua on Monday or Thursday. We're reading Parashat Vayichal. Parashat Vayichal is being read because of Ta'anit. If a person's not B'Ta'anit, he's not allowed to get an Aliyah. You're not allowed to call him up. So therefore, by the way, Gabaim should make, let's say they're bidding, they're auctioning off Aliyot B'Ta'anit Tzibur, Gabaim should make an announcement, oh, please only bid if you're fasting. If they're being given out, the Gabai should be careful to give it out only to people that are fasting. But that's the clear halacha by Aliyah LaTorah to Vayichal Moshe. Question becomes about Birkat Kohanim. Be'emet, the Pri Chadash and many other poskim say exactly what Michael said before. Here, wait a second.
For Shachri or for
Mincha? No, Shacharit is not a Shaila, Bevadai, he goes up. You have Mitzvah Ta'aseh Min HaTorah at least once a day. There's nothing to do with Ta'anit. The Shaila is, you already went up Shacharit, you did his Mitzvah. Now, what about Mincha? The Pri Chadash in Siman Tavkuf Ein Vav, Hagon Pri Chadash. You remember Pri Chadash? Chadash. Chizkiyah de Silwa. Rabbeinu Chizkiyah de Silwa was Av Bedin Yerushalayim. Geon Geoni. So he says that in general, regular mincha of the year, Kohen doesn't go up because he might be intoxicated. Now, the only reason why we're having Birkat Kohanim right here, right now, B'minchav Ta'anit Tzibur, is because it's Domeh L'Na'ila. And that's why there's not this issue. But a Kohen who's not fasting, we go back to the original problem of him possibly being intoxicated, even if he didn't drink. But anytime there's a seuda, there's immediately a possibility of intoxication. Hence, says the Pri Chadash and many other poskim, that a Kohen who is not fasting on a Ta'anit Tzibur is not allowed to go up for Birkat Kohanim of Mincha. So, nevertheless, the Ginat Vradim, Rabbeinu Avraham al-Levi, Av Bedin Mitzrayim, and other poskim with him, they disagree. They say no. Yep. They say even a Kohen who's not fasting may go up Lechat Techila for Birkat Kohanim of Mincha Shel Ta'anit Tzibur. Why? He's not fasting. What about Shichrut? He says, we're not worried about Shichrut here. Why? A person who eats on a fast day, you don't have to worry that he's going to get drunk. Because even a person, we're not talking about a Rasha. We're talking about what kind of person who's eating on a fast day.
Someone that's chole. He's patur from
chole. Yeah, miskan chole. Lo mshane. Yeah. So you think a chole that's eating on a public fast day, you think he's going to get drunk? Even when a chole eats on a public fast day, what's he supposed to eat?
Not delicacies, just the
minimal. Whatever he needs to eat to survive. You're not supposed to splurge when the whole tzibur is bitzar. You're not supposed to splurge. So he says over here, it doesn't make sense that the guy would become intoxicated, and therefore the coin can go up. Many, many poskim disagree with that, I told you. Maran Zichron Lebracha says that because of the machloket, shev ve'al ta'aseh adif.
What about he goes up no
beracha? Oh, no. Shev al ta'aseh. Shev al ta'aseh.
How does it hurt to go up no beracha?
Because many poskim say you're not eligible for Birkat Kohanim.
So I can't get up there any time of the day. You're
still a mitzvah. L'shem mitzvat Birkat Kohanim, no.
Only with Zibur?
If you're not eligible, you can't go. Shev al ta'aseh. Plus, it could be an issue of bracha levatala. Therefore, what do we do? Lecha techila. The Gabbai should tell Kohanim who are not fasting quietly. You tell them, while the other Kohanim are going to do netilat yadayim, you tell them, stay outside. Let them stay outside during Birkat Kohanim, and then to come back in after Birkat Kohanim during Sim Shalom. But, says the Chazon Ovadiah, let's say you have a non-fasting Kohen who goes up for Birkat Kohanim on Minchav Ta'anit Tzibur. Let's say he didn't know whatever it is. If he goes up, you don't take him down. You don't take him down because over there, since there's poskim who said that he can even go up lecha techila, once he went up, do not take him down because people might say, pagum chas shalom, is it? Leave him up.
What about he's the old Kohen?
step out.
And he goes up top.
Let him sit. If he's the only Kohen, let's say the only Kohen in Beit HaKnesset on Minchas Ta'ani Tzibur is a non-fasting one. Yeah, Sheila Yafa, what do you do?
Between Kohen or
Amaretz?
In that case, I don't
want to
say
Rasha, but Amaretz. Either or, Nagid. He's not fasting. And he's the only Kohen by Mincha. What do you say?
Ideally tell him.
Send him out and tell the Chazan to say, Elokeinu Kavoteinu.
And if he ignores?
Then you say it. Since anyways there's poskim who say that even the chatchila can go up the ginat v'radim and others, if you want to be the avad, leave him up there. But he should be told to go out lechatchila. So that is some of the stuff about. Six. That's mevadai.
Six need to be fasting.
Like by any tanya, mevadai.
Well.
Yeah.
What about chole who is not fasting? Can he be chazan?
Preferably not. Also, a chole. Well, also preferably not. Because even in Shacharit, Shliach Tzibur is supposed to say, Anenu. So he's not fasting. So if there's nobody else, even if he's not fasting, the Tur and Shulchan Aruch say he can go up. If there's, let's say he's Chazan Baki, and nobody else knows how to be Chazan, and he's not fasting, he can go up. Why? Because when he says, Biyom Tzomata Anita Zeh, he's not referring to himself necessarily, he's talking about the Kahan. But preferably, a person who's not fasting should not be Shliach Tzibur, and you should also not get Aliyah La Torah, and also not Birkat Kohen. So, Evantem, Rabbi say you fami dimi. So now,
because this fast is
short. Yankel John, Baruch Abba.
Thank you. No, I was here before.
Oh,
that's tough. No, video. Yeah.
Matome?
Because the short, like, Din of a diabetic in this fast.
No.
Patur. Meaning, if he tries to fast, he's.
A diabetic, I'm going to tell you very clearly what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Kuf Nun, with the Mishabur over there, Seif Katan Dalet. A person who is a chole she'en bo sakana. A person who is ill with a non-life-threatening illness. For instance, a non-life-threatening illness is like a chronic illness that could technically become life-threatening. For instance, diabetes, hypertension, even if it can't become, if it's right now, he has the flu, he has COVID. These are chole she'en bo sakana. The halacha is, not only are they exempt from arba'at aniyot, not only are they exempt, for instance, from the fast of Asara B'Tevet, the Mishnah Berurah brings poskim and they say, ve'asur le'achmir al atzmo. He's not allowed to be machmir on himself because that could cause him to be in a matzav of sakana. But it could cause him to get the sakana. If a diabetic, even though right now he's not the sakana, if he doesn't eat, his sugar can go out of control, he could get to a matzav of sakana. The Mishnah Berurah says, not only the patur from arba'at aniyot, he's asur le'achmir al atzmo. He brings them from all the achanonim. Asur.
But asur, even someone who's a diabetic that it's controlled, let's say he has the medications that if he doesn't, his doctor says nothing's going to happen.
That's a good chance.
Then it would be permissible, no?
So again, if the diabetic asks his doctor and the doctor says, in your matzav of diabetes, it's not a big deal if you fast, you know, from morning until evening, and then if you want to eat before, eat after, you're fine. Over there, besedin. But if the doctor says, especially if it's uncontrolled diabetes, the guy's got to be careful what he eats, what he drinks. He's got to. Kol mikre legufo. There are certain situations where even a diabetic, and he is cholesh en bo sakana, but the ta'anit won't do anything to him, and you know it might sometimes even be healthy for him. That's a different story. I'm talking about a situation where a person's cholesh en bo sakana. Yeah, let's say a guy's lying in bed with COVID. He wants to fast. You crazy? You know what that can do to him? He's a little tough. He's got to keep himself hydrated. He has a fever. What is he doing? He's got to replenish his electrolytes. Zelo asulo. COVID, flu, these kind of things. So that's with regards to that. So let's, Mikey, something
here. How late into the day can you do duchaning? You said, Mircha Gedola, no. Correct?
No. Yeah. So preferably only within a half hour of shkia.
Until when?
Preferably you should do it by shkia. Maran Zichron Berakha rules that even after shkia, within 13 and a half, let's say about 13 and a half seasonal minutes, you can still do it. About adif ad shkia.
By the way, the 30 minutes is that it's 30 minutes or it's half hour?
No, 30 minutes regular, not zmaniot. 30 minutes regular.
Okay, are there opinions that say, is there opinion that it's 40 minutes or no? I thought somewhere I read 40, but okay.
No. Okay. Let's pause it right here, Rabotai, and we're going to say something on the parsha. Oh, it's touched?
Yeah.
There's another. You smell it.
So, do you have a